Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Hey, Nashville listeners, have you gotten your donuts yet? If you haven't, even if you have, make sure to visit DrunkenDonutsNash.com and use the offer code MARGSANDDONUTS to get 20% off your order. If you don't live in Nashville and you're feeling a little left out, we have something for you too. Merchandise discounts, early access, and all kinds of goodies for all of our listeners who become Patreon members. So head on over to md.observerpictures.com to learn more about that. All of the links, plus the offer code, are in the show notes. Now, enjoy the show.
Observer Pictures presents Margaritas and Donuts. Written and directed by Faith McQuinn. This is episode 4, Unicorn.
It's Friday.
What are you doing here?
I work here.
I meant at my car, smartass.
Ellen said you were in with a last-minute patient, so I just decided to wait down here.
Oh, that's a little stalkery.
Is it, though?
A little.
I missed you.
Aw.
I had surgery today and didn't get to see you in the elevator this morning. Honestly, I haven't seen you much this week at all.
It's been crazy. I had a couple of emergencies and had to spend some time at the hospital.
Sorry to hear that. Is everybody all right?
They will be. One kid did have to be admitted, but he's doing better.
Good. We're still on for tonight, right?
Yes.
Good. Can I pick you up?
Let me think about it.
Progress!
Right now, though, I need to go home.
Of course. Sorry. I'll call you in an hour.
Hour and a half.
And you'll give me your address, right?
Don't push your luck. Hi.
Hi. You ready to go?
Yes. Why do you sound surprised?
I'm not used to my days being ready when I show up. I just thought I might get to see your place.
Oh,
It's cool. Let's go. You look beautiful, by the way.
Thank you. So, what are we seeing?
What are you in the mood for?
You haven't decided on a movie?
I don't know what you'd like, so we'll decide on the way. Reservation's not till 9. We've got time. Watch your step.
Thank you. So, why movie then dinner?
Well, I like popcorn, and I never get it after a full meal. Plus, I think watching a movie and then talking afterwards over dinner is the best way to do it. You go to dinner first, and you get into this really great conversation, but then you have to stop because you're watching the movie, but you're distracted and can't get into the movie as much.
That feels very specific.
This is something I've worked on perfecting.
Then why do the movie at all?
You want to skip it? Our reservations aren't till 9, though.
No, it's fine. I love movies. It's just that you seem to love good conversation. You can't do that in a movie.
Yes, but sitting close to a certain beautiful someone has its merits, too.
Oh, you're good.
I know.
To make a long story slightly shorter, we're putting together a fundraising event. I know I could go the grant route, but that's not nearly as fun. I have no idea when I'll have the time to plan it, but it's happening. We don't have enough programs introducing teenagers to medicine.
If you need an ophthalmologist, I'd love to help out.
That would be amazing. Thank you.
Is this your first fundraiser?
First one I've been solely in charge of, but far from my first. My mother was convinced I was going to give up medicine to go into nonprofits, much to her dismay.
Is she not a fan of nonprofits?
More not a fan of my not practicing medicine. She's been whispering, "You'll be a doctor," in my ear since birth, I swear.
And you still became one.
I'm not one to disappoint my mother.
But you do like what you do.
Oh, I love it. I loved it almost immediately. But don't think I didn't try to stop loving it just to spite her. My mother was a nurse practitioner. Was. Is. My mother is a nurse practitioner. She's 73 and still works.
Wow.
I know. She loves her patients more than anything. She's supposedly retiring next year, but I'll believe it when I see it. I've never known someone who works as much as she does.
Says the woman with a private practice who's planning a large fundraising event to start an after-school program for teenagers.
Oh, and don't forget that I cook, too.
Can't forget cooking. I'm surprised you have time for me. Good meal. Great conversation. Are you ready to head home?
I don't know.
Well, I can make a couple of suggestions if you're open to that.
I might be.
You could head to a bar.
On a Friday night? No, thank you.
Okay. We could get ice cream again.
Nah, not feeling that.
Well, then I'm out of ideas.
Oh, I doubt that.
We could go to my place, if you're fine with that.
I'm fine with that.
Then let's go to my place.
Let's go to your place.
Want the dime tour?
Sure.
This is the living room, den, whatever you call it. Through there is the kitchen and back patio. Upstairs are the bedrooms. Would you like something to drink?
I need you to tell me something.
Anything.
You know, when I came to see you in your office Monday, who were you talking to?
Monday? I snapped at you. I'm so sorry about that.
Who was on the phone?
It was my old assistant. She works for my business partner now. He seems to think that I owe him money, which I don't, so I need to send financial records proving that I don't. It's a fucking mess that I've been trying to avoid, and you just caught me at the wrong time.
And you call her lovely?
No, it's her name.
Oh. Well, now I feel stupid.
No, it's a unique name?
I really thought that maybe you were, or we were
Josephine,
just
I'm with you. Only you. You want that drink now?
Drinks can wait.
Holy shit. I was not expecting that.
You're not disappointed, are you?
Hell no.
Good.
There's a couch here.
I noticed. Wait.
What is it?
Before I lose any more clothes, I think you should show me your bedroom now.
Not a fan of sex on the couch?
Not a fan of sex in front of your giant bay window.
Noted.
You You can shop from anywhere, doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales, because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Good morning.
Morning. You're working?
Prepping for a conference. My typing didn't wake you, did it?
No. What time is it?
8.
Really?
What's wrong?
Nothing. I'm usually up by 6.
I think you needed your rest.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not even sure where half my clothes landed.
Speaking of, come here.
Don't you have work to do?
You're more interesting. Damn, that shirt looks much better on you than me.
Stop.
Never. I was just making coffee. Are you hungry?
Sure. You've got a great backyard.
Thanks. I'd planned on showing it to you last night, but you obviously had other plans. I've frozen waffles and eggs. Does that work?
You're not going to make me pancakes?
You remembered. I could do that. Pancakes and eggs, it is.
Who's this in the picture with you?
That's Chris, my nephew, my brother's kid.
You didn't tell me you had a brother.
Yeah, they live in Tokyo. I don't see them often.
How old is he?
Just turned 15.
What does your brother do in Tokyo?
He works for a bank.
Are you close?
As close as you can be when you live so far apart. I miss having them around all the time.
Aw, I'm sorry.
It's all good. I can see them twice a year, and we talk a lot. Do you want some coffee?
I'll get it. You're supposed to be cooking. Where are your mugs?
In that cabinet. Are you on call?
No, not until next weekend.
Does that mean you're free today?
Did you want to do something?
You?
I meant outside of the house.
If you're into that.
Stop being a smartass.
Oh, you think I'm joking. I can get freaky wherever.
You're going to make me spill my coffee.
I can buy you another coffee.
Yes, but if you have to buy me another coffee, that's more time away from each other.
You don't have to get that.
You're supposed to be making me pancakes.
Fine.
Give me a second.
Sure.
It's Katrina. I'll be right back.
Yep.
Breakfast with him. Girl, is he at your house?
Yes. Yes. No.
Oh, sad face.
I'm at his house.
Ooh, girl, yes. Ooh, you did have sex, right? You weren't up all night talking again, were you?
Oh, there was barely any talking.
Yes. Why are you even on the phone with me?
He's making breakfast. I have a moment.
He's making you breakfast?
Yes.
Like an actual breakfast?
Yes.
Shit, girl. You have definitely found a unicorn.
Stop calling him a unicorn.
He clearly is. Get off the phone and go back in there.
Okay. I'll talk
to you. Invite him to dinner. We should have a double date.
When?
Tonight. The girls are staying with Ron's parents.
Shouldn't you ask Ron first?
Why?
I don't know if tonight is good.
Go ask him.
Fine, I'll call you back.
Actually, text me. I will not be responsible for any lost sex time.
Bye, Katrina.
Love you. Bye.
How many pancakes would you like?
Two. Well, to start.
Anything urgent with Katrina?
No, she just called to talk.
Ah, I'd love to meet her sometime.
She said the same about you.
Well, we should get together then.
Funny you say that. She wanted me to ask you to dinner tonight with her and Ron.
Ron?
Her husband.
Sure.
Really?
Absolutely.
You don't have to. Katrina and Ron can be, a bit much.
Josephine, I want to meet your best friend. The real question is if you want me to meet her.
Of course I do.
Then let's do it. Plus, I can ask her why I'm a unicorn.
Oh, you heard that.
It's a little hard not to.
Oh, God, that's embarrassing.
Are you gonna tell me?
Sorry, I'm muffled. I'm eating pancakes now.
Is it because I'm majestic? Or maybe I'm all you wished for.
Please stop. Hello.
Hey.
Why did you choose this place?
Because it's fucking hilarious.
Kat, Ron, this is Malik.
Nice to meet you.
It is so good to finally meet you.
Likewise. Josephine has told me, well, she hasn't told me much.
I can't say the same. We already ordered a pitcher of margaritas. I hear you like margaritas, Malik.
Oh, this is going to be so fun.
I love the margaritas here. It's right around the corner from my house.
It is. Well, we're not far from here either.
She's lying. They live in Franklin.
It's only 30 minutes. Plus, I like this place.
You've been here once.
And I liked it.
Josephine told you we met here, I assume.
She did. Okay. I need to know. Did you think Paul was a nice guy?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. We meet here for lunch once a week.
Excuse me?
I'm kidding. He was an asshole.
I like you already. Okay,
so... Let me tell it better.
I've got this woman. You've been talking all night.
Excuse me.
Love you.
Maybe neither of you should tell the story.
Not happening. Go ahead, babe.
So this was maybe 6 years ago, I think.
At least.
Yeah, definitely, because Ed...
Get to the story, Ron.
Yeah. Well, Joe was coming over for dinner. We have dinner together every Monday.
Really?
For years now.
That's cool.
So Joe was coming over for dinner, and one of the girls, Lucy... wasn't feeling so well. Kat thought she needed to go to the doctor, but we decided to wait since the doctor was coming to us. Joe gets to our house. She's had a long day. I can just tell. And I don't want to ask her to play doctor anymore.
Play?
You know what I mean. So we...
Stupidly didn't tell her that Lucy was sick. We just said she was tired and resting upstairs.
Joe immediately knew something was up because Lucy never goes to bed early. So she goes upstairs to check on her.
That girl was burning up.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And Joe immediately tore into both of us. Why didn't you bring her in earlier? Has she been tired all day?
Typical questions any doctor would ask.
Sure. But they're usually not yelled at the parent.
Exactly. So after tearing into us, Joe tells Lucy she needs to give her a checkup. Joe gets her bag out of the car.
You keep a bag in your car?
I do home visits sometimes.
Really?
Joe gets her bag.
And her coat. That's important.
Yeah. She gets her white coat on, so she's Dr. Joe. and her bag and starts checking Lucy.
Turns out Lucy has strep, so she calls in meds, goes to pick them up, and comes back to give them to Lucy.
One problem. She didn't get the bubblegum flavor. She got grape. The bubblegum flavor is the secret. Joe didn't know the secret.
I should have been told the secret.
Joe brings the medicine in. Lucy asks if it has a yummy flavor. Joe says yes. Oh.
Joe shouldn't have said yes.
Again, parents should share.
Lucy sits up to happily take the medicine and immediately makes this horrible gag face. She looks Joe dead in the eyes and says, "You lied to me, Dr. Joe. You lied."
I have never seen a three-year-old so serious.
She gets better. All is well until they're well checked. We bring both girls in. They're fine with the nurse. But then Joe comes in. Lucy starts crying. Dr. Joe is a liar.
Yeah, so we had to change doctors.
What?
She also couldn't see me in a doctor's coat until she was about 5.
Auntie Joe was cool. Dr. Joe was a liar.
We call it the grape mistake.
I avoid anything grape related with those girls to this day.
I have a question. Katrina.
Yes.
Why do you think I'm a unicorn?
Don't answer that.
Oh, I'm answering it. Malik, hun, you're smart, kind, and obviously good looking. You're single and have a good job. There are not many of you. Hence, unicorn.
Am I a unicorn?
Sure, babe.
You're a unicorn, Ron.
At least Joe appreciates me.
Why don't you have a little coffee?
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. And we like you.
Yeah.
A lot. So please don't make me take back your unicorn status.
I won't. I promise.
Good morning.
I'm not interrupting anything, am I?
No, I'm just puttering around the house.
Alone?
Alone, yes.
Oh, that's too bad. I called to tell you I approve.
Good.
Ron does too.
Yeah, I figured that out.
I could already tell he's good for you, and you deserve that.
Kat.
I mean it, Joe. You deserve him. Don't fuck it up.
I'll try not to.
Join us next week for another episode of Margaritas and Donuts. Please subscribe and consider leaving a rating and review wherever you listen to podcasts. This episode featured the voices of Danielle Ellett as Josephine, Tavius Marshall as Malik, Laquita James as Katrina, and Luke Eisen as Ron. Producer Amanda Lorraine. Sound design and mixing, Joshua Sui. Dialogue edit, Faith McQuinn. Story consultant, Joy Chapman. Theme music by BD Productions. Additional music by The Story Shop and Alex Shulgin. For more information on the show, how to support us, and where to find us on social media, please visit md.observerpictures.com. Thank you so much for listening. Now, grab a drink, have a treat, and tell your friends about Margaritas and Donuts.
Hello, friends. This is Mark Nell, executive producer of the Table Read podcast, where imagination meets performance. As we wrap up an incredible season one, we want to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you who tuned in and supported us on this amazing journey. Season 1 was nothing short of extraordinary. We delved into captivating scripts that transported us to worlds beyond our imagination, thanks to the brilliant writers who delivered these works. But what really brought these stories to life were the talents of our amazing actors. But wait, the excitement doesn't end there. As we bid farewell to Season 1, we are thrilled to announce the launch of Season 2. Get ready for more gripping narratives, more unforgettable characters, and more mesmerizing performances that will keep you on the edge of your seat. We have some big surprises coming. The Force will definitely be with you. So stay tuned, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay excited. From all of us at the Table Read Podcast, thank you. And let's make Season 2 even more memorable together.